Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureau's podcast, The Bistro, where we will discuss today's hottest consumer trends, predict the future with consumer experts, and learn how elite businesses and entrepreneurs continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace. Hello, and welcome to the BBB podcast. I'm Jamal Seely. On today's show, we're meeting with our two podcast hosts, Will Johnson and Elaine Espinola, on a special Meet the Host episode. Now, Will, you're a veteran when it comes to media communications. Can you tell us how you started in the industry?
Well, sure. Nice to talk to you, first of all, Jamal. And I was just out of college with no great plans. I had graduated with a degree in art history and studio art, and there's a few things you can do with that, but not a whole lot. So I walked into a radio station. Enough people had said over time, hey, your voice sounds nice. So I walked into a little radio station in New Hampshire, and the owner at the time and for a long time thereafter gave me a job. So that was the beginning of it. And from there, I went on to do a lot of other fun things. And now I'm doing this. So it began with that little step of kind of looking for maybe a summer job that continued into a career.
That's great. Yeah. What's an example of one of the fun things you've done during your career?
Fun things. This was fun, although maybe a little bit scary. I did news radio in Atlanta for a few years, and we ran around covering all sorts of murder and mayhem and tornadoes and things like that. Whatever, you know, you hear on your local news radio. Atlanta's a big town, and there's a lot of all of that. So in 2000, I was able to go out working for that news radio station to the Democratic National Convention out in L.A. At the time, and cover that. And then on the scary, that wasn't the scary side, by the way. That was just sort of fun. We traveled out to the coast of Georgia where a hurricane was approaching, and it ended up going up to, a little further north along the coast of North Carolina. But all the cars were streaming away from the coast of Georgia, and I was in this one news truck heading towards the coast. And it was sort of an exciting feeling being alone on the highway, but a little weird too.
Wow, that's amazing. Switching gears, what do you like most about hosting the Better Business, Better Series podcast?
So let me say, first of all, that podcasts have been an amazing part of my career for a long time. And I was at Discovery Communications, which is Discovery Channel and TLC and Animal Planet, a lot of great networks, back in 2005, right around then when podcasts were first coming upon the scene. And we had been working in the world of satellite radio. We had a lot of audio content for Discovery Networks, and we were able to jump into audio podcasts. And so that began the process and a long love of podcasts for the past 10 or so years or more, actually. And they've grown in popularity immensely over the past few years, it feels like. Working with the BBB has been really exciting. I had come from a creative on-air background. Business is not necessarily the first thing I would put as part of my expertise, but after you've worked in any field, right, Elaine, for a long time, you do business.
You're doing business.
Yeah. And so coming from a creative background and being able to talk to people and talk to experts and people who are really in the middle of trends and innovations and thought leaders in the world of business, I'm learning a lot. And when I sit down and talk to someone and do a show and then I'm able to talk about it later with a family member or a friend because it's interesting and I've learned something, that inspires me and makes my life a little more interesting.
That's amazing.
And hopefully the listeners too, yeah.
I think so. They're going to be really enjoying your hosting of the Better Business, Better Series.
And can I just say, I concur, you have a great voice.
Oh, thanks, Elaine.
Fantastic.
They didn't offer me a job in modeling, so that...
You went back to the voice
people
thing.
People kept telling me the voice was good, yes.
You could do both.
Oh, thanks, Elaine.
There you go.
Anyway.
Now, Elaine, switching to you, you were titled Mrs. DC America 2015. Can you tell us about your experience and how that led you to hosting a podcast and a TV show?
Sure. Well, Jamal, thank you so much for doing this with us today. And, you know, the Mrs. DC America experience was really phenomenal, exciting, really cool. A new experience for me, as I had never been in a pageant before, was not quite looking to do that, but it was just an opportunity that came my way. And I'm the kind of girl that when a cool opportunity comes, I kind of jump on it. And I did it. And what I found was that it was a super way and a really cool way to get involved in the DC community. And so that year I had the opportunity to, for example, go to the Philippine Embassy and meet the ambassador to the United States, just things that I might not have ever had the opportunity to do. And my platform was, and I always say that it continues to be, empowering women through entrepreneurship. So I have always been very passionate about women in business. And so my message was not necessarily that all women need to launch a business or be in business, because that might not be in someone's heart or their plans, but that we as a society should support women in business, because I just firmly believe that when we do and when women thrive, great things happen in the community and in local economies. I think it's fabulous. And so I spent the year doing that. And how did it lead me to podcasts and a TV show? You know, some people say that, you know, pageants opens doors. And I would kind of say that, you know, I did this pageant. And by the way, I would also say that it has way more to do with what you're all about and not really anything about what you look like. You know, that's all the fun stuff and anybody can get glammed up. But really, it's about what's in your heart and what you're promoting and what you're doing for the community. But I would say that pageants kind of lead you down a hallway, if you will. And there's doors in the hallway. And it's kind of up to you if you're going to knock on them, and if someone answers, what you're going to do with that. So for me, I sort of found my voice. And a second career, if you will, I did pharmaceutical sales, which I also believe that every experience leads you to the next one, you know, prepares you for the next one, whether you realize it or not. So that kind of gave me the poise to speak in public, which I didn't realize until I did the pageant. And then once I started speaking, I didn't want to stop. So I guess that's what happened. But, you know, I just met this really cool woman who's a producer, and we started talking, and she liked me and I liked her. And it was really cool, this show. It's called I'm Every Woman. And the idea is that as women, we're not just one thing, we're everything. And men too, you know, we're not just a dad and an employee and a friend and this and that. We're all of those things at one time. And so that's what the show's about. But it's really just an extension of that platform, empowering women, bringing people on the set to share their passions and their projects. And then, of course, with the podcast, as Will said, they have grown in popularity. Of course, I wanted to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And I feel very, very lucky to be part of the Better Business Bureau doing these podcasts. So,
Jamal, I will say I was a little intimidated when I knew that my co-host would had that title going. But Elaine is one of the warmest, nicest people.
Aww.
I know. And
yeah.
Empowering.
She is. And very inspiring.
Yeah.
But
Aww.
You know what? She's never emceed a puppy bowl. So.
Thanks.
Right.
We can get to that.
You have that as an advantage.
I think I'm the only one.
Yeah. That's always been a dream of mine. So you both have lived out.
Oh, we're all inspiring each other then.
Yes, exactly. Now, Elaine, I can ask you, what do you like most about hosting the Bistro podcast?
Sure. Well, it definitely just combines all of the things that I love, Jamal. As I said, I love talking. I love sharing. I love talking about business. That has, again, it's just been a passion of mine to talk about entrepreneurship and things like that, sharing and providing a platform for people to share something that's, you know, important and relevant and exciting. And I love learning, and I love being able to share it with others. And I just think that, as Will said, when you sit here and you kind of take information in from someone, you know, it might not be on my radar to talk about, for example, college savings. That's not, you know, the most thrilling and exciting topic, but I just had a podcast a minute ago, and now I'm like, I need to go home. I need to talk to my husband about that. And it's just really awesome to be able to continue to learn from, you know, industry leading experts. And that's what we're doing here. So it's really cool. And I love that.
That's amazing. And it's great that you're able to bring your talents to the Bistro podcast. Question for both of you. Please share with our listeners three fun facts that they should know about you. And Will, I might have given away one of yours already.
Well, so, okay. I have been able to host the pregame for the Puppy Bowl on Animal Planet 3 years running now. And I hope it's a lifetime gig, but they haven't told me. But so as with any big sports show, football show, there's a pregame. And so we sit and talk to the we don't really talk to, but we talk about the dogs and the pets and the animals that will be associated with the show. So that's been a thrill. Three things. I'll do two more quickly. Habitat for Humanity is an organization I've gotten involved with. I'd like to do a lot more with it, but went to Honduras a few years ago now and had the pleasure of working with that great organization. And there's a lot of ways to get involved with Habitat or organizations like it. I juggle. But I don't do it all the time, but I impressed my son with the fact that I can juggle, and not all that well, but I...
Okay. Do you stick with balls, or you, like, do bowling pins, chainsaws, or anything?
Just, no bowling pins. Okay. No chainsaws. Yeah,
chainsaws.
I'm working up to that.
Not the extreme juggling, but...
Right. You gotta start small.
Baby
okay.
steps.
Well, that's very impressive.
Yeah.
Elaine, same question for you. Three fun facts that the listener should know about you.
Hey, this is fun. I love this. So, let's see. Okay. I was raised in Washington, New Jersey. I spent a decade in Washington, D.C. Of course, I did the Mrs. Washington, D.C. America. And you will appreciate this. I have a dog named George Washington.
Well, wow.
And he also happens to be the best dog ever, and that's not a fun fact. That's just the truth.
And you got the wave in. Was that what
I did.
That was?
I always have to get that.
Yeah, for
in.
Those not that are listening, she did get the pageant wave in. So
yeah,
we have that here. Now, question for again for each of you. I'll start with Elaine. What podcast, in addition to BBB's podcast, do you listen to, and why?
Sure. So, you know, this kind of goes back to my whole female empowerment thing, but I do happen to follow some ladies in podcasting, and they also are local. So I listen to Sarah Fraser. She's really cool. She's got a podcast called Hey Frage, and she just talks about fun, cool topics. I think her tagline was sort of making the inappropriate appropriate, something like that. It's just fun. I listened to the SOAR Community podcast. I was actually a guest on there, so of course I'm going to follow her. As well as, let's see, the Bliss podcast. If anyone knows Mae McCarmo, she has a Tiger Lily Foundation and a magazine, and I was a guest on there too. So of course I'm always going to support those podcasts that I've been on, and I love that. And then the last one is called the Dating Advisory Board, and this is really cool, guys. So, you know, at first I'm like, well, I'm married. I mean, I guess you could say I date my husband, but the truth is, what it's about is people who might be very successful in business, but maybe not so much personally in their personal life, in relationships, not just with another person, but any relationship. The idea is, what if you took all of those successful things that you're doing to be successful in business and apply them towards your personal life? Would you find more success personally? So that's what that's about. And that's when it's really cool.
Wow. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it's neat, huh?
Great. Well, some helpful and educational podcasts there. And I always say the best podcast guests are the listeners, because they're very invested in the content. So great on you that you've been able to appear on those podcasts.
Yeah, it's fun.
Will, same question for you. What podcasts, in addition to BBB's podcast, do you listen to, and why?
I'll give you a few. One funny thing I found with people who host or involved with podcasts is that you don't always get a lot of time to listen to podcasts, because you're either reviewing your own or working on them. So I do have some, though, however, and my commute time is very little right now because I work from home most of the time. So all that being said, I listen to a good number of sort of the big news outlets who have podcasts, so I can catch up on the shows I like at different points in time. There's one from WNYC, I believe. It's called Death, Sex, and Money, and that sounds rather intense, but it does cover all of those topics in really interesting ways, and I suggest it to anyone who wants a good 20-25 minute interview about some pretty heavy topics with celebrities, well-known people, authors, writers, etc. Another interesting area for podcasts, and there's something about everything, is for kids. And with my 10-year-old, we listen to one called Brains On, which is great for a long car trip, and they are about 10 or 15 minutes each, if I recall correctly, and they cover all sorts of great topics. So.
Great.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it
is. Podcasts for kids. Okay.
Yeah, you mentioned the car trip and commutes. That's almost the perfect medium, or the perfect vehicle, pardon the pun, for a podcast, because that 40-minute trip, once you're at the end of it, you can click stop and continue later on. So that's what I listen to when I listen to podcasts. I consider, is it car worthy?
And hopefully without all of the commercials.
Yes. I don't mind some of the ads, but yeah, you're right.
You got to have
a few. Pick and choose.
Yeah, it's nice when they get paid.
Now, thinking about each of your shows, who would be your ideal guest to have on the Better Business, Better Series, Will, and why?
So I was thinking about this question, and some of maybe obvious answers came to my mind. Bill Gates, big business leaders, obviously a guy like Steve Jobs when he was here. People who have really changed, I think, you know, the landscape of business. But those are big names. And I think one thing I found in the conversations we've had in here is in talking to, and I want to do more of these, in talking to people who... small business owners, people who are, you know, not necessarily well-known, but people who are living and pursuing a dream, and talking about the failures associated with those dreams, perhaps. And, you know, you find that with a guy like Bill Gates, where he will certainly have plenty of challenges and failures along the way, and how they learn from those experiences. So I think real life stories, personal stories, it's about business, but you start to realize that business is also just about human beings and passions and what that means to them.
Okay. And Elaine, same question for you. Who would be your ideal guest to have on the Bistro, and why?
You know, you mentioned the word passion, and I would say that I've already had a guest on the Bistro that was so ideal, and I'd love to have more like her. She is the CEO and founder of Stella & Dot Family Brands. And what I love about this woman is that she's so passionate. And at the end of the day, so, you know, the Bistro is really for the consumer listener. What can they walk away with that's helpful tip for their life? What I like about any person is when they pursue their joy with passion. Like you mentioned, small business owners, and that's how she started. And now, of course, she's got this large company and organization that continues to grow, but she started small, and she's giving helpful tips for other people on how you can start with just a dream, just an idea. But the way she speaks is with so much charisma and passion. I'm at the edge of, you know, my seat listening myself. And that to me is an ideal guest. You know, they're exciting to listen to because, hey, podcasts are audio. So if you've got a voice, and specifically if what you're talking about is your passion, then it's jumping through. You know, you can hear it in someone's voice, like, oh, they really love what they're talking about. And that's what I love about her. That's what I would love to have more guests like that.
Okay. Now, question for each of you, or both of you. What do you like most about being a podcast host?
Will, go ahead.
Me first. I mean, to some extent, I've answered a little bit of that in terms of the discussions we're having on the Better series. I think it gives you a lot of freedom with the backing of the Better Business Bureau in this case, and within that environment, to really explore a broad range of topics and share that with listeners who you have to assume they're interested in the topic because they subscribed on it or decided to listen to it. So you're not necessarily casting, a line out there to everybody. So, you know, you get in the car and you turn on the radio. As a listener, you have to listen to what station you've chosen to listen to. With the podcast, you've said, this is something that interests me. And so I know that part of my job is to hopefully reach a person who's already interested in that topic, and dig a little deeper and maybe expose them to an idea or thought or someone they haven't, heard of before. So that's, I like that element of it.
I don't know if you find that.
Yeah, I would definitely agree that, just having sort of the freedom to put together some of the guest ideas and the topics, that's really, really cool and exciting. I mean, Will and I are doing much more than just being the voice and just sharing information. We're actually sitting, doing a lot of research and speaking with these guests beforehand and coming up with even sometimes topic ideas that we think would be great. And then we bring them to the marketing director, and they have been so phenomenal to work with and really allowing us some of this freedom to say, here's what we think are important and relevant. And that's what I love about being a podcast host. Again, is some of that background stuff that you don't see. I'm learning a lot. I'm having fun. I'm increasing my own personal skills as I do this. And of course, I get to work with Will. So I love that.
And to follow up on that a little bit, with the Better Business Bureau, an organization that's been around for over 100 years, it's really neat. I hear a lot about organizations that want to get into podcasting, and they don't always know how to do it. These guys have done a really good job. We have done a really good job.
We
have. Give us a pat on the back. But yes, at least getting started in terms of how we're approaching this and doing it the right way. Anybody can do a podcast, but to have the backing and the support of an organization that wants to put a foot forward into a digital space and into, a forward-thinking space, I think is really exciting.
Well, we're excited to have you both. Last question, I'll let you kind of each pitch your own shows here. Why should folks tune in to hear you on the Bistro, Elaine? Why should they tune in to hear you?
Sure. So I hope that people tune in to listen to the Bistro because they are going to walk away with some really insightful tips for any person. It doesn't matter, what demographic you're from or what age you are. You're going to walk away with something. Hey, if you're looking to buy a car, you're looking to rent or lease a space, if you're looking to save for college, if you're looking to start a business, if you're looking to drink organic drinks, just anything that any consumer is interested in, we're going to be talking about it on the Bistro. We have an awesome rest of the year lined up with guests. And the other thing is that we really encourage feedback. So we're trying to make this really didactic. We want to hear from people and we want to be able to, answer questions for them. So people should definitely tune in and hear what we have to say.
Okay. Will, same question for you. Why should people tune in to hear you on the Better Business, Better series, Will?
Yeah, so to follow up on what I was saying about speaking to an audience, I think what I've gotten out of it when I'm sitting on your side of the microphone, when somebody starts to get personal, maybe even emotional, or it's a topic that really speaks to our hearts. So business, you don't think it's about the heart, but it is. And when we speak to someone like David Muir recently, who Elaine introduced us to, who's with the Veteran Staffing Network, which deals with the hiring of veterans, how to get involved with that, why veterans make really great employees, that's a really important topic. Elaine also mentioned the SOAR Community Network and Molly, who I remember when she was in here, we had, the folks who were in the room felt a little teary almost as she talked about her passion and what business means to her and how she is really interested in doing better for the world when she's in business and inspiring others to do so. So I don't mean to get so emotional here.
Let's have a hug. All good. No, let's hug it out.
But those things, I think, you know, when you're driving 30 minutes in the car and you are inspired in a way that maybe you didn't expect and you're surprised by a conversation, that's important.
Well, these are definitely excellent stories that our guests, experts, and the many businesses that join our podcast will have to tell. And we're glad that you're here as hosts, each of you, Will and Elaine, to help bring those stories across. So I definitely appreciate speaking with you each. And thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jamal.
Thanks again to Will Johnson and Elaine Espinola for talking to us today. If you'd like to learn more about the Better Business Bureau, visit us at bbb.org. You just enjoyed the Bistro Podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.